This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting here in Washington. The Secretary General of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, NATO, will address a joint session of the U.S. Congress Wednesday. Jens Stoltenberg is in Washington for celebrations marking NATO's 70th birthday. He says it's also a time when NATO has strong support here in the U.S.
We see that in the Congress. We see it in opinion polls. They all tell the same story. There is strong support for NATO in the United States from both sides. But that was also the clear message from President Trump today. He is a staunch supporter of NATO. At the same time, he conveys a clear message about the importance of that allies invest more, fair burden sharing, and NATO allies agree. We have actually all made the same pledge.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg, the European Union's chief negotiator, said that Britain is getting closer and closer to having its exit from the EU go forward with no deal in place on the terms of its withdrawal. So far, British lawmakers have rejected Prime Minister Theresa May's proposals three times. May is expected to try to bring it for a fourth vote. If no agreement is reached on a plan by the EU's April 12th deadline, Britain may exit with no deal or try to get other EU members to agree to a longer extension. Voters in the U.S. Midwestern city of Chicago have overwhelmingly chosen Lori Lightfoot to be the city's next mayor. She is the first African-American female and openly gay candidate to become mayor in Chicago, defeating longtime Chicago politician Tony Preckwinkle. Lightfoot will be sworn in on May 20th to replace Mayor Rahm Emanuel. As always, for more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. President Trump is offering mixed signals on whether he plans to close the U.S. southern border if Mexico does not stop the flow of undocumented migrants trying to seek an asylum here in the U.S. AP correspondent Warren Levinson has more on the story.
The president had said he could close the southern border as soon as this week. The White House now indicates that's not going to happen, but closure remains an option, insists Press Secretary Sarah Sanders, unless Democrats help do something to control surging numbers of immigrants.
We're at a breaking point, and they have left the president absolutely no choice.
Delays are mounting at entry points. Sanders says the White House is studying the effects of a border closure on security and commerce. I'm Warren Levinson.
Hundreds of Algerians gathered in the capital, Algiers, late Tuesday to celebrate the resignation of President Abdelaziz Bouteflika. His abrupt departure came after the defense ministry called on the long-term leader to step down immediately after weeks of nationwide protests calling for a change in government. The ailing president was set to step down at the end of his fourth term on April the 28th. Authorities say the death toll from the cyclone in Mozambique last month has now risen to nearly 600. Meanwhile, health officials are racing to contain a cholera outbreak in the storm-ravaged country, where more than 1,400 cases have been reported thus far. Boeing and the FAA say more time is needed for a software fix for the troubled 737 MAX airliners that were grounded after two deadly crashes in Indonesia and Ethiopia. The AP's Mike Gracia has more.
Boeing and U.S. aviation administrators are indicating more time will be needed to finish changes to a flight control system on the 737 MAX airliners. Boeing was expected to complete the work last week, but an FAA spokesman said Monday the company needs more time to make sure all issues were identified and addressed. The MAX aircraft were grounded around the world in mid-March, following the March 10th crash of an Ethiopian Airlines MAX 8 jet shortly after takeoff. In addition to approval from the FAA once changes are made, Boeing will also need clearance from safety officials in Europe and China. I'm Mike Rossia.
A Chinese woman was arrested after entering President Trump's Florida retreat carrying a device containing a malicious computer software last week. After she managed to get by security, a receptionist at the resort alerted Secret Service, who detained her. A search of her possessions discovered four cell phones, laptop computer, an external hard drive, a small data device known as a thumb drive. The woman is charged with making false statements to federal agents and illegally entering a restricted area. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.